Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Abraham Goldhar, and today Maseches Chagiga Daf Hey, the first parak Hakol Chayavin. The Zichu Masechta Chagiga program has been generously sponsored by Ilui Nishmas Avram Ber Ben Asher and Tamar Bas Chaim. May the neshamas have an aliyah. So the three dabs we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara Dab Dal Amud Beis brings the story of the Malcha Mavas sending one of his agents to bring a certain woman, which Rashi explains to mean they should take her life, and the agent brought the wrong woman. When the agent asked whether he should return the woman to life, the Malcha Mavas said that since she was already brought, he should let her be counted among the dead. On this dab, Rav Bibi Bar Abai asked the Malcha Mavas if he has permission to do so. And the Malcha Mavas responded, "Is it not written, Yesh Nisve B'lo Mishpat? There is one who succumbs without justification." Rav Bibi asked, "But it's written, Dor Holech V'Dor Ba. A generation goes and a generation comes," which implies that each generation has its time before it's replaced. The Malach explained that he takes the neshamas along with him, which Rashi explains means that they roam the world with him until they have completed the generation, and only then are they delivered to Duma, who is the Malach, who is the keeper of the dead. When asked what the Malach does with the person's remaining years, he answered that if there's a young rabbinical student, the Mavi Bamile, that is a forgiving person, the years are added onto his life. Point number two, Rabbi Elo was once going up the stairs in Rabbi Bar Shila's house, and he heard a young child reading the following pasuk, Hine Yotzer Harim Uvar Ruach, behold, he forms mountains and creates winds, and he recounts to a person what were his words. Rabbi Yehuda said, Evet Shirabu Magidu Masicho, Tekani Yeshlo, an Evet, whose master tells him what his words were. Is there any remedy for him? What's the meaning of Masicho? What were his words? Rav said, Afil Asicho Yaser Shebein Ishlo Ishto Magidu Adam B'Shas Misa. Even the extra conversation between a man and his wife is recounted to a person at the time of his death. And point number three, was taught in the Braisa, Shosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bocha Lehen B'chol Yom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu weeps for three types of people every day. Av She'ev Shal Lasek B'Torah Ve'Eino Osek, over one who is able to be involved in learning Torah but does not. Val She'ev Shal Lasek B'Torah Ve'Osek, and over one who is not able to be involved in learning Torah but does. Val Parnas Miskal La'at Tzibor, and over a community leader who behaves arrogantly towards the community. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Gemara in David, Dalet Amud Beis, brings the story of the Malcha Mavas sending one of his agents to bring a certain woman, which Rashi explains to mean they should take her life, and the agent brought the wrong woman. When the agent asked whether he should return the woman to life, the Malcha Mavas said that since she was already brought, he should let her be counted among the dead. On this, Rav Bibi Bar Abai asked the Malcha Mavas if he has permission to do so, and the Malcha Mavas responded, "Is it not written, Yesh Nisve B'lo Mishpat? There's one who succumbs without justification." Rav Bibi asked, "But it's written, Dor Holech V'Dor Ba, a generation goes and a generation comes," which implies that each generation has its time before it's replaced. The Malach explained that he takes the neshamas along with him, which Rashi explains means that they roam the world with him until they have completed the generation, and only then are they delivered to Duma, who is the Malach that's the keeper of the dead. When asked what the Malach does with a person's remaining years, he answered that if there's a young rabbinical student, the Mavir B'Mile, that's a forgiving person, the years are added onto his life. Point number two, Rabbi Elo was once going up the stairs in Rabbi Bar Shila's house, and he heard a young child reading the following pasuk, Ki hine yotzer harim uvara ruach, magid la'adam masicho. Behold, he forms mountains and creates winds, and he recounts to a person what were his words. Rabbi Elo said, Evet shirabu magid la'masicho, tekani yeshlo, an Evet whose master tells him what his words were. Is there any remedy for him? What's the meaning of masicho? What were his words? Rav said, Afil asicho yaser shebein ishlo ishto maginu lo la'adam b'shas misa. Even the extra conversation between a man and his wife is recounted to a person at the time of his death. And point number three is taught in the Braisa, Shosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bocha Lehen B'chol Yom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu weeps for three types of people every day. Av She'ev Shal Lasek B'Torah Ve'Eino Osek, over one who is able to be involved in learning Torah but does not. While She'ev Shal Lasek B'Torah Ve'Osek, and over one who is not able to be involved in learning Torah, but does, while Parnas Miskal HaTzibur, and over a community leader who behaves arrogantly towards the community. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Hey, and our standard Siman is Hay or Haystack. So here goes. When the farmer tripped over a bale of hay and was suddenly taken by the Malcha Mavas before his time, he was forced to listen to a recording of every conversation he ever had, and heard weeping for all the times he could have learned Torah, but had not. Once again, in slow motion. When the farmer tripped over a bale of hay, hey, that must be more enough, hey. When the farmer tripped over a bale of hay and was suddenly taken by the Malcha Mavas before his time, which reminds us, the Malcha Mavas can take someone before his time, and Rabbi Bibi asks, but it's written, Dor Holech, Dor Bab, a generation goes and a generation comes, which implies that each generation has its time before it's replaced. The Malcha Mavas explained that he takes the neshamas along with them, which means that they roam the world with him until they have completed the generation, and only then are they delivered to Duma, who's the Malch that's the keeper of the dead. When asked what the Malach does with a person's remaining years, he answered that if there's a young rabbinical student that's a forgiving person, the years are added onto his life. So, when the farmer tripped over a bale of hay and was suddenly taken by the Malach Mavis before his time, he was forced to listen to a recording of every conversation he ever had. Which reminds us, the pasuk says, "Ki hine yotze harim uvara ruach umagid la'adam masichu." Behold, he forms mountains and creates winds, and he recounts to a person what were his words. Rabbi Iwa said, "Evid shirabo magid lo masichu." Takana Yeshlo, an Eved whose master tells him what his words were, is there any remedy for him? So, when the farmer tripped over a bale of hay and was suddenly taken by the Malach HaMavis before his time, he was forced to listen to a recording of every conversation he ever had, and heard weeping for all the times he could have learned Torah, but had not, which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa, Shosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Boch HaLen B'chol Yom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu weeps for three types of people every day. Over one who is able to be involved in learning Torah but does not, and over one who is not able to be involved in learning Torah but does, and over a community leader who behaves arrogantly towards the community. So once again, when the farmer tripped over a bale of hay and was suddenly taken by the Malach HaMavis before his time, he was forced to listen to a recording of every conversation he ever had, and heard weeping for all the times he could have learned Torah, but had not. All right, now it's time for a four Bat Chazara. Dav Chav Tes. So the Simur Dav Chav Tes is a cot. So here goes. The man finally succeeded in yanking the knotted rope through a hole in the cot. Cot? That must be on Dav Chav Tes. The man finally succeeded in yanking the knotted ropes through a hole in the cot, which reminds us, Rabbi Chanina said that leaving the soul from the body is as painful as knotted ropes pulled through a hole. So, the man finally succeeded in yanking the knotted ropes through a hole in the cot, while his friend laid the deceased on it and said, Lech b'shalom, before he departed back to his city. Which reminds us, Rabbi Levi Bar Chayasa said, one who takes leave of a dead person should not say to him, Lech b'shalom, go to peace, ela lech b'shalom, but go in peace. And one who takes leave of a living person should not say, Lech b'shalom, go in peace, but Lech b'shalom, go to peace. So the man finally succeeded in yanking the knotted ropes through a hole in the cot, while his friend laid the deceased on it and said, Lech b'shalom, before he departed back to his city. Just as the multitudes in the city of Beri were leaving Shul and heading to the base of Midrash. Which reminds us, Rabbi Levi said, whoever goes directly from Shul to the base of Midrash, and from the base of Midrash to Shul, Zok Mechavu Penei Shechina, will be Zok to greet the face of the Shechina, as it's written, Yelchu Mechayel Chal Yerayel Elkim B'tzion. They go from multitude to multitude, each appears before Hashem in Sion. Rabbi Barashi said in the name of Rav, that we learn from this pasuk, Talmid Chachamim have no rest, even in Olam Haba. The multitudes in the pasuk refer to those who will be learning Torah before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Olam Haba. Dab base. So the simmer dab base is a bias, a house. So here goes. The unusual re'iyah house, that must be more on dab base, bias, house. The unusual re'iyah house where two huge lights above the door in the shape of eyeballs shone light down on the pathway, which reminds us, Gemara asks, Hakol asu yamai, what does the word all come to include? And after the first two answers are pushed off, an answer is coming to include asuma ba'achas me'enav, a person who is blind in one eye. And our mission is not going like Yochanan ben Dovavai, who says in the name of Yehuda, sum ba'achas me'enav pater min ri'ah, a person who is blind in one eye is pater from the mitzvah ri'ah, for it was stated in the written form, yira'el, all your men shall see God, but it's stated in its pronounced form, yira'el, all your men shall be seen by God. This teaches Kederek Shabal Liros, Kach Bal Liros. The way Hashem comes to see the man, he comes to be seen by the man. Mal Liros, B'shteinav, Af Liros, B'shteinav. Just as Hashem comes to see with two eyes, so too he must be seen with two eyes. So the unusual Re'iyah house, where two huge lights above the door in the shape of eyeballs shone a light down on the pathway, had a half slave and half free man at the front door, which reminds us, the Gemara says that the Mishnah could be coming to include Misha Chetzio Eved Chetzio Ben Chorin, and Ravina early bases understanding of Basil before Basil retracted his opinion. For Beishamai clarified that if a Chetzio Eved Chetzio Ben Chorin is not freed, he won't be able to marry anyone, yet the whole world was created for people to be fruitful and multiply. As it stated, Loto Bara L'Shevis Yisara, he, referring to Hashem, did not create the world to be desolate, he formed it to be settled. El b'nei tikkun olam, rather for the tikkun of the world, we force the master to make him free, and the slave must write a note for half his value. And Beis Hillel reversed themselves and ruled like Beis Shammai. So the unusual Re'iyah house, where two huge lights above the door in the shape of eyeballs shone light down on the pathway, had a half slave and a half free man at the front door, who could use sign language for visitors who couldn't hear or speak. Which reminds us that Cheresh in the Mishnah, who's patur from the mitzvah of Re'iyah, is someone who cannot speak nor hear, for he's just like a shot of a katan that are not mentally competent. One who could speak and not hear, or hear but not speak, would be chayiv in the mitzvah of Re'iyah. Daf Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Gimel is a gamal, a camel. So here goes. The noble ones walking by foot beside their camels. Camels, that must be more Daf Gimel, gamal. The noble ones walking by foot beside their camels as they ascended towards Yerushalayim, which reminds us, Rav Darshan the Pasuk, Ma Yafu Pa Mayach Ben Na'alim Bas Naniv, how beautiful are your footsteps in sandals daughter of the noble, come in nine regalen she Yisrael b'shasha oim l'regel. How pleasant are the footsteps of Yisrael when they go up to Yerushalayim for the regel. And bas nadi, the daughter of the noble, refers to the daughter of Avram, who's called the noble. Hashem shenibo libo l'hakir bor, because his heart gave him over to recognize his creator. So the noble ones walking by foot beside their camels as they ascended towards Yerushalayim, holding the hands of their little ones on their way for the mitzvah of Hakel, which reminds Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Darshan regarding the mitzvah of Hakel. Hakel is the Amma Nashim and Nashim Atav, gathered together the people, the men, the women, and the small children. We can understand that the men come to learn and the women come to hear, but what do the small children come for? It's in order to give schar to those who bring them. So the noble ones walking by foot beside their camels as they ascended towards Yerushalayim, holding the hands of the little ones on their way for the mitzvah of Hakel, saw groups of Talmud Chachamim debating with lots of different opinions and worried they'd never be able to figure out the halacha, which reminds us where Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah brought another drasha which taught, even though there are many conflicting opinions regarding halachos, they're all given meroa echad, from one shepherd. Therefore, one should make his ear like a funnel and acquire for himself a discerning heart to listen to all the different opinions. Daf Dalet, so the Simur Daf Dalet is a door. So here goes. When the Shota, tearing up everything he got a hold of, behind the door, that must be learned Daf Dalet, Dela, door. When the Shota, tearing up everything he got a hold of, behind the door, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a brayse at the bottom of Daf Gimel on a base that taught, Ezu hu Shota, who's considered a crazy person, to be patur from mitzvahs and onshin, a yosi yechidi b'layim, a lam b'beis ha'kparos, the makare es ksuso, one who goes out alone at night, one who sleeps in a cemetery, and one who tears his clothing for no reason. Rav Huna said, one's not considered a shota until he does all of these actions at the same time. Whereas Rav Yochanan said, afil ba'achas mehen, he's considered a shota even if he does one of them. Rav Papa said that Rav Huna would have retracted his opinion if he had heard this ruling taught in a braisa, eiz hu shota zeh ma'abed kol mashen nosin lo. Who is a shota? One who destroys everything that we give him. So when the shota, tearing up everything he got a hold of, behind the door, smelled the horrible odor wafting from the leather tanner and copper smelter standing outside, which reminds us that it was taught in a braisa, kol zechurcha l'rabos as a katanim. When the pasuk states all your males, it's coming to include katanim in the mitzvah of ri'iyah. After concluding that this is referring to a katan shehagil achinuch, and the pasuk's only in a smachta, the Gemara questions, what's the deraisa din of the pasuk coming to teach? And brings a brisa that taught, hamakametz v'hamatzaref nechoshes v'haborsi baturi min ri'iyah. One who collects dog excrement, which was used in the tanning process, one who smells copper, and a leather tanner are patur from the mitzvah of ri'iyah, for the pasuk states, kol zechurcha, all your males, mishi yachol la'alos im kol zechurcha, who that is able to go up together with all your males is chayiv in the mitzvah, which excludes these people because they're not fit to go up with everyone because of their awful body odor. So when the shota, tearing up everything he got a hold of, behind the door, smelled a horrible odor wafting from the leather tanner and copper smelter standing outside, he scared them away by telling them there are two spirits inside that have been called up from the dead, which reminds us, when Shaul had Shmuel brought up from the dead, Shmuel brought Moshe with him because he was fearful of the din. Rabbi Elazar used to cry when he got to this pasuk and say, if Shmuel's fearful of divine judgment, all the more so we should be. All right, now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from previous Masechtas. Number 1. Which definitely there are 3 people that Kadosh Baruch Hu weeps over, one being who has time to learn Torah, but does not. That's on Daf. Hey, good. Number 2, which stuff did we learn that when Shmuel was called up by Shaul from the dead, he brought Moshe Rabbeinu because he was fearful of the din? That's on Daf. Dalet. Good. Number 3, which stuff did we learn one should make his heart like a funnel to discern the halacha amidst all the various opinions? That's on Daf. Gimel. Good. Number 4, which stuff did we learn that Kadosh Baruch Hu recounts every conversation a person ever had? That's on Daf. Hey, good. Number 5, which daf do we learn that a cheresh is pater from ri'iyah? That's on Daf. Beis. Good. Number 6, which daf do we learn that those who leave the Beis Knesses and go directly to the Beis of Midrash, or vice versa, will be zoch to be mekabel with neishchina? That's on Daf. Chavtes. Good. Number 7, which daf do we learn that people with bad body odors, such as a tanner and a copper smelter, are pater from the mitzvah of ri'iyah because they can't go up with everybody else? That's on Daf. Dalet. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we learn the comforter should wait for the aval to initiate conversation before they speak? That's on Daf. Chav Ches. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we learn the Rav Darshan the Pasek, Mayafu Pamach Menalim Bas Nadiv, to teach how beautiful are the footsteps of Yisrael when they ascend to Yerushalayim for the regal? That's on Daf. Gimel. Good. And number 10. Which stuff do we have a braisa that taught that a shota is someone who destroys anything that he's given? That's on Daf. Solid. Good. Now the three bonus questions. Number one, which daf do we learn the source that the Torah can be written into Greek? That's on daf Tess and Megillah. Good. Number two, which daf do we learn the difference between a food shortage and a famine? That's on daf Yud Tess and Tinus. Good. Number three, which daf are four reasons given as to why we do not get married on Chol HaMoed? That's on daf Chesem Mo'akadon. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.